Wise men or no wise men, it has come to my attention that there seems to be some misconceptions about the three wise men and the North Star among my brothers and sisters. After hearing it preached that the three wise men story was not true, I was deeply saddened. I heard some of my brothers say there were no wise men at all, and a star was not used. I am compelled to clarify for myself and my brothers and sisters that this message is only partly correct. As the traditional story goes, there were three wise men bearing gifts, and the North Star guided them to the manger. After reviewing Matthew 2:1-12, it is clear that there were wise men and there was a star that indeed guided the wise men to the baby Jesus in a house manger. In prayer to the Holy Spirit to guide my heart, mind, and hand, I contemplated on the whole nativity scene, and I believe it is clear that God needed a way to provide money and other essentials to Mary and Joseph as they were on the run with baby Jesus from King Herod. Herod was trying to find and kill Jesus. In fact, in a most barbaric way, King Herod ordered all babies 2 years old and under to be killed, including all the pregnant mums' babies. Absolutely horrid. Being on the run takes money and tradable resources. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh were appropriate commodities for quick bartering. The wise men were not just some people who gave gifts. It was the means by which God gave Joseph and Mary and baby Jesus what they needed. I talked to our brothers and sisters who are very familiar with the Bible, about 100 times more than myself. They said that, as in Matthew, yes, there were wise men and a guiding star, but not the non-biblical version of three wise men and the North Star. It's not that there was no chance that it was the North Star and three wise men, but, as they said, it doesn't say those details in the Bible. We can therefore cannot conclude a specific number of wise men, except plural, and no particular star was used, just a star. The storied version had precisely three wise men in a non-biblical story form, probably because there were three types of gifts given. Each wise man would bear one, but most likely a group of wise men delivered the three gifts together. The star was probably a star shining in the region that God made brighter, and he controlled its guidance to lead the wise men to the baby Jesus in the manger. In conclusion, if we ignore the storied version, we get a clear and accurate account from the Bible of what actually happened to help Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus stay safe during the birth and fleeing from King Herod. My brothers and sisters of Christ, I hope that with an accurate account of these divine events, this will enlighten us all to the volatile conditions surrounding the birth of Jesus, and yet how protected Jesus, Mary, and Joseph really were by the glorious and almighty God. Dear Lord, through the Holy Spirit, may we understand and meditate that, yes, the events of the birth of Jesus, according to your scriptures, were valid and amazing. Lord, this included the role and timing of some wise men and the incomprehensible divine providence of you, Lord God, using a star you had created when you made the universe to guide these wise men. We praise and glorify you, O Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Verse reference, Matthew 2:1-12. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, 2, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? for we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. 3. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. 4. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. 5. And they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. And 6. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art not the least among the princes of Judea, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. 7. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. 8. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. 9. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. 10. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. 12. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. By Eugene MacDonald, Love in Jesus, December 26, 2012.